It's Lauren.
Hey, it's Jalen.
And welcome back to Killer Vacations. How was your week?
It was not the best, but it's okay.
Oh, yeah.
Life goes on.
We'll skip that part. Have you gotten to eat yet?
I ate a potato, some rice, and some onions.
Was it good?
Yeah, it was good.
Okay.
You didn't hear me? I said, Okay.
I texted Jalen while she was at work, and I was like, hey, because last week she came over, and she was like, you got some food around here? And I was like, yeah, but, like, you have to cook everything, or, like, I don't even know what you ended up eating. It wasn't even food.
I think I ate crackers. I think I heated up that chicken spaghetti. I didn't even eat it.
Oh.
Really?
No, you did. You almost finished it.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Well, I texted Jill, like, while she was at work today. And I was like, hey, I got plenty of food for you when you come over.
I said, yeah. I'm about to chow down after this.
So, I started these. We were doing something a little different because it had been suggested to us. And also, it had been, I think I had said it before that maybe I wanted to do smaller cases. Mm-hmm. Like, maybe multiple cases in an episode. Mm-hmm. So, that's what we're doing today.
Okay.
But, I thought I would be able to cover a lot more. And then, just a brief overview of the cases.
Yeah, not going into full detail.
Right, because, like, then it would have taken up a whole episode.
Yeah.
One of the cases I do think I could do a whole episode on. But after y'all hear it, just let me know. And then another case is actually a case that's been, like, everyone had sent it to me. Like, I had everybody send it to me. And it was, because it's happening in, like, real time. So, that was kind of crazy because I had even started, like, typing it up. And, like, I thought I was, like, done. Like, I got, like, the note of, like, someone sent me something. I think it was Maddie. And it was, like, I'm not going to spoil it, but I'm pretty sure everyone knows.
Yeah.
But, you know, like, there had been an update in the case because it had, like, just happened. Like, so it went from, like, a missing person because I was trying to do, like, missing persons cases to, like, kind of solved case.
Dang. I mean, not dang, but, like.
Right.
Dang for us.
But, yeah.
Like, good for them, you know?
Yeah, that's really bad.
That is really bad, but, you know. It is what it is.
Yeah, it was meant to be a, yeah. like, I know you didn't, like, really, like, look into any missing.
No, I didn't. I've had too much going on.
Do you, like, know any off the top of your head, like, a missing person's case?
I was watching the news last night. I think you might be talking about one of the girls.
Yeah.
That
there's also another missing person's. I feel like I should just go through, like, the missing persons of the U.S. and just name them.
Mm-hmm.
But, like,
there's
so
one
many.
Near us right now.
Is there?
Uh-huh.
In Charleston?
I think it's closer.
Oh.
But I think they solved it last week.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Let's look into that. I know there's someone missing in Charleston right now.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know many details. But
I'm definitely going to look into more, but it's just been such a terrible week to do anything.
Yeah.
So I just haven't really had the time to do anything.
Yeah. So do you want to go ahead and hop into the missing persons cases?
Yeah, let's go.
And talk about them. All right. So this is our first missing persons case. And this is the case that has pretty much been struck, like, nationwide, worldwide,
okay,
whatever. I don't know if it's worldwide, but
But it has been in
It's like,
around the U.S.
Yeah, it's blowing up on, like, my TikTok and, like,
it might be worldwide then if it's on TikTok.
That's true. Okay. So, 11-year-old Audrey Cunningham of Livingston, Texas, has not been seen since February 15th around 6:45 a.m. She is 4'1 and weighs 75 pounds. She has blonde hair with blue eyes. She was last seen wearing a black hoodie with a backpack that was either camo or red Hello Kitty or both. It said like both, and I was like, ah, it's kind of a weird combo, but like
they have camo Hello Kitty stuff.
Okay, so maybe it is both.
Yeah.
She was on the way to her bus stop to go to school, but she never made it to school.
Oh my god.
It was later learned that she never even got on the bus.
Bro, that makes me sick to my motherfucking tummy.
Yeah. Like, she's literally just supposed to be going to school. Like,
she's so little. Like, she does every day. She has a whole life ahead of her.
When she didn't return home after school, her family reported her missing. Also, like, when I say family, I guess I mean father.
Yeah.
Because, like, I wasn't sure at first, but then, like, we were looking more into it, and it was kind of like she lived with her father.
Okay.
So. The neighbors in her neighborhood said they would usually see her walking to the bus near the home. Like, they would see her walking on her little route to the bus stop. And I don't know if they just didn't see her that day or, like, what the situation was. They instantly treated this as a criminal investigation, with the person of interest being the last person to see Audrey, which was 32-year-old Don Stephen McDougal, which was a family friend, I use lightly, and he lived on the family's property, I think, like, maybe in, like, a trailer in the back, or, like, just on the property.
That's so bad.
Yeah. After being picked up on an unrelated charge back from, like, August of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, he was picked up on Friday. She went missing Thursday. He admitted to being with her, but denied anything else. So, like...
So you saw her, but, right. Like, what did you see her for?
Right. He had not been charged with anything to do with Audrey's case at this time, or at that time. But he had a $500,000 bond set. So, like, damn, they were trying
they
to make...
They knew.
Yeah, they were like, you're not getting out, no. You POS. Not long after having his name, it wasn't hard to find out that he had a lengthy criminal history. Like,
they know this?
Like, when he moved into, like, the property?
Yeah.
I would like to think not, having him around their child, but, like, I don't know.
It's always the person you least expect.
But was he least expected is the real question.
I mean, they didn't expect it because, like, they had him living on their property.
Right. Yeah. I mean, that's true. One of those criminal charges was in either 2007 or 2008. I seen both dates, so I'm not 100% on which one. And it was of enticing a minor, which I've also heard that was actually a worse charge, but he took a plea deal, so he wouldn't have to go on the sex offender registry. Like, first of all, why is that even an option?
That's kind of like what we were talking about last case, too. Like, when they take plea deals.
Oh, yeah.
Make things a little shorter.
Yeah.
But, like, that's insane.
I just feel like that should, yeah. I feel like that shouldn't even be an option. It shouldn't be, like, no matter what you do, you should still have to go on the registry.
Yeah. Plea deal or not.
Yeah.
Like, you're harmful to children.
Literally.
And everyone should know about it.
Yeah. At the beginning, they were offering a $7,000 reward for any information that could lead to finding Audrey or making an arrest. They were also looking for a blue 2003 Chevy Suburban in connection to the disappearance. They said the vehicle belonged to McDougal, and they were asking anyone who has seen the vehicle on Thursday or Friday to contact the Polk County Sheriff's Office. They were looking for, like, highway video, like, surveillance footage or just, like, any footage from Thursday, and looking between the times of 6 a.m. and 8 a.m. to, like, trace his steps, see, like, what route he took and everything.
Yeah.
So, like, they were definitely, like, they knew this was their guy.
They knew it was him, for
real.
Yeah,
like, they knew this was their guy.
Because you don't just do all that if it's, like...
No, like, they were definitely, like, they, from the moment, they were, like, tracing his steps.
Yeah.
There was volunteers and multiple law enforcement agencies that joined together in the search in the surrounding areas. During that search, they found Audrey's backpack near Lake Livingston Dam on like the left side, which I guess it really just depends on which way you're looking at it, which way would be the left side. They had also found some other items in the area, but they decided to not disclose those items. They do this a lot with like open investigations for like many reasons. So it could be like, because sometimes they want to keep some like stuff like close to the vest, because
if someone comes forward and they're like, right, or like they're right, like mentioning it or whatever, they're yeah, like, oh, we never said anything.
Yeah,
about that
wasn't public. Yeah, yeah, and that's how they've that's caught how they get people. Yeah, yeah, that's how they've caught people before, or they can verify or like confirm like a real source compared to like someone that doesn't know yeah, what they're talking about. So, or and it someone could also been like, you know, like you never know what happened, but like it could have been something that like they probably just don't want to make public because yeah, it's personal. So you just like never know, especially with like an investigation in a case that's happening in real time. Because I mean, if you think about it, some of the cases that like I've covered and stuff, and cases I've heard, there's information that doesn't come out till years later.
Yeah,
that they knew about, you know, when it was happening, but they don't put it out in the open.
And I wonder if it's ever like, because it's a case with a child.
Yeah,
I wonder if it's not just they don't want to put all the information out there yet, and if it's like traumatizing.
Yeah,
like, for the parents to be have it put out there.
Right. You know, it could be. I wonder. If, I wouldn't say they might ask permission. I don't know. I don't think they really have a choice.
Yeah.
I don't know. McDougal agreed to take the police to multiple locations, which they took him to. But he still had not confessed. Like, he was like, I don't understand how that works. Like, yeah, I'll take you these locations that she could be. Oh, but I didn't do it. Huh? Make it make sense.
It doesn't.
That's basically a confession.
I mean, yeah, but they haven't gotten him to say it yet.
No, he hasn't been like, yes, I did this.
Yeah, that's how he's getting his plea deal.
Yeah.
If he doesn't confess to it, but he's taking it, he's taking them to where she could be. Like, if they find yeah, her there, boom.
Yeah. But, like, why is he taking them to multiple locations, you know?
Probably to waste time.
Yeah. Authorities had boats, helicopters, and bloodhounds during the search. They had lowered the dam significantly as well. A couple days later, they increased the reward to $10,000.
Damn.
Yeah. At this point in the search, foul play was suspected. There was multiple locations that they were interested. Their main focus of the search at one point was the scenic route in Tigerville Park, but they would not give like specific locations due to like the active investigation, because like obviously they're trying to like search for stuff. They don't need yeah, the public out there knowing exactly where they're looking at.
Yeah. Messing everything up.
Exactly, or contaminating evidence. Mm-hmm. It was on Tuesday, February 20th, that Audrey Cunningham's body was found in the Trinity River by a dive team.
Yesterday?
Mm-hmm. She was tied to a rock, and the rope that was used is consistent or similar to the rope found in his truck.
Poor baby.
Yeah.
Have they released anything else or no?
Not, I don't think much. Well, yeah, hang on. The location was found, that she was found, was like 10 miles from her home, and then like 10 miles down the river from like her backpack. So I don't really know how that works.
So like in the middle of the two?
I don't know. Or maybe it was like a triangle kind of thing. I don't really yeah, know. I don't really know. The charge that would be brought against him is capital murder. Abso-fucking-lutely.
Yeah.
And I don't know their I should look up their like penalty, like if the death, if they have death penalty there.
Where's it again?
Texas.
They probably do.
Oh, Texas definitely does.
Capital punishment is legal penalty, is a legal penalty in the U.S. state of Texas for murder and participation in a felony resulting in death.
Oh, capital murder, he's definitely getting the death penalty.
Oh, for sure.
Absolutely. And also information that was learned on Tuesday of this week by ABC 13 that he was seen at a mechanic shop near Highway 59 in Livingston the day she went missing. Workers at the shop said he was there trying to get a part for his vehicle, adding that he was filthy, covered in dirt, and acting suspicious. Why was he covered in dirt?
Right.
I mean, obviously he was acting suspicious, but... like that.
Sure.
And what part did he need? Like, what was what was so important that
you just took a child,
yeah,
but you want to get a part for your truck.
Right.
Be and so for real.
You didn't
right
even
now
go home and shower. Like, you needed that part right then and there.
Listen, people are stupid. Like, what is his brain is not working correctly.
Clearly.
It has to not, because what do you mean?
Like, that's just so wild to me. Like, he needed a part for his truck. What?
That was important to him.
Maybe that was, like, he was trying to make that his alibi.
Hmm.
Hmm.
Interesting. Yeah. Maybe.
But, like, I mean, he could have, like, at least showered first. Audrey's mother said, quote, "I'll make this clear one time and one time only. I failed my daughter by being bullied into submission by her father's family and being made to believe she was in a safe, loving, and normal home with her father," end quote. And that was posted on her Facebook, like, before Audrey was found. And then apparently, like, it's been taken down, but, like, there's some, like, controversy on, like, her posting it and stuff. A lot of this information I got from, like, TikTok videos, guys. CNN, ABC News, and other news outlets. Also, like, just the news, y'all.
Yeah.
It's been everywhere, but, so, like, there won't be any links to this, just because, honestly, if you turn your TV on, like, you're gonna see it.
Yeah.
So, but, yeah, that's the latest. That was really, like...
That's crazy.
I was, like, typing it. I was, like, typing
I haven't heard of that yet.
You haven't heard, like, that case?
Mm-mm.
You haven't heard any, like, updates on it?
No.
So you didn't know she had been found?
I didn't know, like, that she was missing either. Honestly, no, we were not talking about the same one.
Oh.
When you started talking about it, yeah, we were not talking about the same one.
Oh. Yeah, no, this was literally, like, she went missing, like, last Thursday.
Yeah.
So, like, a couple days ago.
I don't know. I guess I've been in my own little world.
Yeah. They picked him up Friday. My thing is, though, like, they were quick to pick him up on that one charge. But, like, they couldn't pick him up on that charge a couple months ago, and this would have never happened.
Right.
So, like, that's where, like, I'm like, what the fuck? And then, like, I thought they could still pick him up, like, and hold him for 24 hours for Audrey if he's a suspect in the case. I mean, he blatantly admitted that he was the last person to see her. But, like, apparently, like, I'm thinking, I don't know if, like, maybe... he was supposed to take her to school because apparently, like, he would take her to the bus or he would take her to school if she missed the bus. So, like, this was, like, kind of normal. It wasn't like he just randomly snatched her up one day. Like,
so it was like they went off course from their routine.
Yeah. So, like, I mean, it was normal for him to, like, take her or something, or, like, for her to, I guess, be getting in his vehicle.
That just, like, rattles my brain.
Yeah.
That someone would be that close with someone else's kid and do that to them.
Yeah. But, I mean, obviously, I don't think he had been around a while. I think this was, like, it was a very new friendship. But, like, why are you leaving your child alone with this man?
Right. But even, like, I guess me personally, I don't see how someone could do it because, like, I love kids so much.
Yeah.
You know, no matter if I met someone that day, if their child is in my care.
Yeah.
Around me,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to treat that child like it's my own.
Right.
Like, I'm not going to let anything happen to it.
Right.
So I don't understand, like, how people think that way.
Right.
Like, how could you not keep a child safe? I don't get it.
And, like...
it really boggles my brain.
Maybe it's just, like, me as a woman, I don't really know. But, like, I trust men less.
Oh, for sure.
So, like, I still wouldn't leave a child with a random woman either, because women are crazy too, but, yeah. Like, I would entrust a child with a woman before I did some man I just randomly let live on the property.
Yeah.
Like, friends or not. Like, I don't know, like, my, like, even, like, my dad's friends. Like, my dad never, like, was like, here, go with him. Like, I don't, yeah. I mean, none of, they were never, like.
I've never done that with my dad's friends either.
Yeah.
And, like.
Unless it was, like, my uncles or something, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, it was never, I just can't picture that, I guess.
I don't. And, like, why is it with my dad's friends alone?
Right. And, like, why isn't he walking his daughter to the bus stop? Why isn't he taking her? Yeah.
Like,
I mean, maybe job, but,
like, I don't know. I don't get how some people that have kids, like, your number one job as a parent is to make sure your child is safe.
Yeah.
Like, you have to take care of this of this little human.
Yeah.
Who is going to become, well, hopefully become a part of our society one day.
Right.
How can that not be the first thing you worry about every single day you wake up?
Right.
And you make something else your priority? I don't get that. Anyways. We could talk about this for fucking days.
We can. Especially when it comes to kids. All right. So are you ready? We are, like, snapping through these cases.
Okay.
You ready for the second one?
Mm-hmm.
All right, now this one, definitely, like, there's a lot to this one, but we're going to do a brief little summary.
Okay.
Lauren Spearer, a student at the University of Indiana, vanished after a night out with friends on June 3rd, 2011. Lauren had texted her boyfriend, Jesse Wolf, that she was planning on going to bed, but instead actually went out to Kilroy Sports Bar using a fake ID. Now, when I first read this, anyone who's listened to all of our episodes, Kilroy might sound familiar, right? It's because I did a case on someone, their last name was Kilroy. It was Mark Kilroy.
Okay.
So, like, I thought that was crazy. I was like, I know that name. I know that name. And then I was like, that was a name of a case I've done. So, like, I thought that was crazy because that's just not, like, a common name.
No. What is that?
Kilroy's. Hey, but can't handle the fake ID. We've all been there, done that. No, I'm...
Yeah.
Witnesses from the bar say she was visibly intoxicated, and when she left the bar, she walked out without her shoes or phone.
Girl.
This was in downtown Bloomington. She left the bar, the sports bar, with Corey Rosman. Corey is seen on unreleased surveillance footage walking with Lauren back to her apartment building, which was about a block or two away from the bar.
Okay.
We walk that all the time, downtown. When they go to Lauren's building, Corey is confronted by some other guys who were actually friends with Lauren's boyfriend. And they noticed how intoxicated Lauren was, and they just kind of, like, suggested to Corey that, like, he should just take her back to her apartment, mm-hmm. which was only, like, a few doors down, because she was, like, in no condition to be doing anything else.
Yeah.
Corey disagreed, though.
Oh.
And one of the guys hit Corey in the face.
Good.
Period. Then Corey and Lauren leave and head to his townhouse. Corey's roommate later told the police he noticed they were both drunk, and a neighbor tried to convince Lauren to stay. But apparently, after they arrived at Corey's apartment, he got sick from all the drinking and started throwing up, and then he went to bed. That's when Mike, Corey's roommate, who barely knew her, tried to convince her to stay, but when she kept refusing is when he called Jay Rosenbaum, his neighbor, because he said he called the neighbor.
Yeah.
Well, Jay was actually Lauren's friend and the same person she had actually been with at the beginning of the night before going out to the bar. So she ends up going to Jay's townhouse, and she hung out there for a little while, and then around 4:30 a.m. left his townhouse and started walking back to her apartment. She was still barefoot with no phone. This was the last time she was seen.
No.
I know. The next morning, her boyfriend reports her missing when no one can get in touch with her. The names of the three guys she had been with are Corey Rosman, Mike Bell, and Jay Rosenbaum. The family's PI, private investigator, Mike Saravallo, said that the guys had been uncooperative, red flag,
Yeah.
Only one clip or image has been released from that night, even though they say there's like multiple throughout the night, and that's probably because this is still an open investigation, but I don't actually know because, you know, like with like the Idaho case.
Yeah.
Like they've released a lot, like they instantly released a lot of footage. So I am curious, like
I wonder, I don't know.
Unless maybe it's just from like private places or something. I don't know why they wouldn't be released. But at first her boyfriend was a suspect, but he was quickly cleared and there was no other named suspects.
Not Jay.
No.
See, I assumed it was Jay.
Right. But, like, the crazy thing to me is, like, so they say that they have all these surveillance footage. They have surveillance footage of her, you know, from the bar or from her apartment to the bar to the bar to her apartment to the townhouse and then throughout the townhouse because, like, I guess there's, like, cameras in there.
Mm-hmm.
But then all of a sudden she vanishes. Like,
they don't have surveillance of her leaving the townhouse.
Right. Well, that's what it's there's some of it says she's leaving. There's a lot, and like I said, there's a lot more to this. But that's if y'all want me to do a whole case on it.
I do.
There is a TikTok theory though that she is an online poker dealer, and it seems like these girls are being like held against their will, but the girl is wearing a face mask, like a COVID mask.
Mm-hmm.
But not all of the girls would, like, wear them. But then they were, like, all 6 feet apart. So, like, I don't know if this was, like, around COVID. But the family said they didn't believe that was her. You know how, like, the media can get a little crazy sometimes. But, yeah, there's, like, a lot of theories and a lot of information on this case. And y'all let me know if I should do, like, a whole deep dive into this case.
Listen, I love a good TikTok conspiracy.
Yeah. Okay?
And I love going down the rabbit hole.
Yeah, that's what I did. Because I started and I was like, I was like, well, you know, it's been so long, there probably isn't too much on this case. So I started it. And then I was like, there's a lot. I could do like a whole episode on this case. But I was just wanted to do a brief summary and see if everything.
I think we should.
Yeah, you like that one?
I do.
Okay.
Because now I know I need to go home and sleep, but I want to go look it up.
you'll go down a rabbit hole, like, for real. It's crazy. I think it's just crazy. It's crazy to me that, like, there's no, like, other video footage or anything. I don't know.
I wonder if they're, like, trying to hide something.
Maybe. I don't know. But, like, why is no one, like, obviously, like, the family's, like, there's more to this.
Yeah.
And I will say, the, like, picture they have of this girl on, this online gambling platform, because it even shows, like, one of the girls, I don't know if messed up or something, and, like, she's being shown, like, dragged out of there. I don't know. It's really weird. It's definitely not legal.
Yeah.
But the girl does look similar to Lauren, but I don't know.
But you can't really tell.
Yeah, probably. like she's blonde and like there's some like, but you just really can't tell because there's a face mask on her. All you see is like her eyes and her forehead.
Yeah.
Like you can't. It's been how many years? Like 12 years.
Yeah, exactly.
12 or 13 years.
It'll probably be. It was 2011.
Yeah.
13 years in June.
Yeah. So, I mean,
that's crazy.
Yeah.
I hope all is well for her, for real. I really do.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's crazy that she just vanished.
Yeah. And there's, like, was never any sightings of her.
Yeah.
That's insane to me. After 13 years, no one's ever seen her again.
Yeah.
Ugh, I could not imagine.
I think it's crazy when you think about, like, cases that have been open for years and years and years, or like the cases of like the kids, and they do like the age, like do like the age generator thing where it like shows you what they could look like as an adult, and like that's just crazy to me. It's like what if they really are though? Like what if they really are still alive?
And nobody knows.
Yeah, and they don't. What if they don't even know?
They probably wouldn't.
Yeah. Or they're, you know, like, they got brought into, I don't even know, like, other stuff that goes on in this world.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I do. I don't know. It's just hard, like, there's so many cases that are still open, you know, like, yeah. That have been open for years, like, that have been open since the 90s.
Yeah.
That still have not been closed.
No. But there are some that, because of, like, the new DNA and stuff like that, yeah. That, like, have been solved.
But it's only, like, I mean, I guess, like, more and more are starting to get closed, but.
Yeah.
Starting to get solved, but there's still so many that.
Yeah, and it's sad to think, like, you know, like, a lot of those, like, probably won't get solved. But or you like, never, like, know, like, yes, like, the first, like, few days and weeks are, like, the most crucial,
mm-hmm.
But, like, there's still things that, like, could come up over time that can make breaks in the case.
Yeah. Or, like, I don't know why I was just thinking this, but I was thinking about, like, those cases, and you were like, some of those cases still could be solved or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, what about those people, like, that have been waiting for years and years and years, and, mm-hmm. like, they don't have anyone else anymore.
Oh,
like, to
yeah.
fight for them.
Yeah.
Or, like, to try to solve this case.
Yeah.
Tears me up. I'm a very emotional person right now.
Skip. I'm hitting the...
Next.
I think another reason that doing multiple cases is hard is because, like, you're, like, feeling for, like, all of them. Yeah. It's like one hit after another.
Yeah, you can't
It's like, wait, hang on. I want to try to process this. It's okay. Just, like, one after another. And I'm about to hit you with another kid one.
Oh, my God. Okay.
And now, this one isn't that bad, though.
Okay.
This one's actually really short, and it's not that bad. Okay?
Okay, I'm ready.
All right. This is the third missing case. 4-year-old Paisley Schultes and her older sister were removed from their home with their parents, Kim Cooper and Kirk Schultes, for unknown reasons. Now, obviously, like, there were reasons.
Yeah.
It just didn't say. But the parents were no longer allowed to look after the girls. They lived in Ithaca, Central New York. On a day in July 2019, when her older sister was in school, Paisley goes missing. This does not have a lot of details, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
The police suspected the parents first, but there was no proof. The police searched the parents' property and home, but could not find the girl. So, the parents denied having anything to do with it, of course.
Oh, yeah.
But in 2022, the police received a tip that a little girl may be in the house after all. The police returned back to the parents' home, and after about an hour of searching, one of the detectives noticed something weird about the stairs. And after taking a closer look, found a small hiding place. They had to get a little closer to realize Paisley was hiding in the space. She had been found alive.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, I had to end it. I had to end it with somebody being alive.
Boy, when you found said 4-year-old, I was like,
yeah.
No.
Yeah. The couple was charged with custodial interference and endangering the welfare of a child. So, basically, like, she was
in the system.
Well, she was kidnapped by her bio parents.
Yeah.
And, but what's, I mean, granted, she wasn't dead. So, they can't be charged with, like, murder or anything like that.
Yeah. But they still, like, she wasn't.
I don't understand why they can't be charged with kidnapping.
Why they
custodial
can't.
Interference? That's weird.
I don't know. But I think they should be charged with kidnapping because if they got removed, that means they're probably in the system. So, in, like, I don't know. Like, they're probably in foster care or something, or someone else is watching them.
Yeah.
Like, they did kidnap her for real.
Yeah.
That's, like, They stole her, basically. She's a piece of the government. Like, she's owned that's by the government. It really is, but that's how it is.
Yeah.
Like, if you're in the system, you're, like, pretty much owned by the government.
Yeah.
By the state. They stole her.
Yeah.
From the state and yeah. hid her.
I want to know how they got years. Her, though. I want to know how they got her.
Probably school.
Maybe she was, like, outside playing and they yeah. picked her up or, like...
I saw some, like, a lot of kidnappings happen.
Yeah.
Outside on the playground.
Can't do shit, bro.
Mm-mm. It's not the world we used to live in, Lauren.
No, it's not. That's just, like, it. That scared me when you said that. That was, like, I don't know. It sounded, like, parental. I don't know.
It really... Sorry. All these kids. We're talking about all these kids. It makes me mad.
I know.
Like,
well, and then, like, also, so, like, if it was 2019, and then she was found, she was four then, seven. And then she was seven. So, like, how was this seven-year-old, who should be a lot bigger, fitting underneath a small space in the stairs? Well, like, she had to be, like, malnourished.
No, but, Colton is, yeah, small for his age.
Really?
Yeah.
Would he fit underneath some stairs?
Yes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
He's, well, like, nine.
Oh.
I mean, she might just be small for her age.
Yeah.
Because, like, me, personally, I wouldn't have fit under there because I was a big girl. They said I was a nine-year-old and a 12-year-old's body, okay? I was a big girl. So I wouldn't fit under the stairs. My mama couldn't kidnap me and hide me for long.
Yeah.
Because I'd be growing.
What's crazy, though, is so... Like, they did hide her, though. They hid her for, like, multiple years.
That's crazy. And they even searched the house.
Yeah.
And, like, what?
And I guess, like, I mean, obviously, like, when you're that young, too, like, you're gonna listen to whatever the heck your parents say. Like, if yeah. your parents say, get underneath the stairs and be quiet, like, you get underneath the stairs and be quiet.
Now, Willow would not do that. Willow would not be quiet. She'd be like, JJ. Not that I would do that, because I would, that would suck. But, she'd be like, ha, 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 JJ, come sit with me.
Oh my gosh.
That'd be her. So yeah. I don't know how that little girl did that.
Yeah. Well, obviously, I don't think she had the best parents.
No.
But, like, she had to, like, I mean, I don't know, like, where exactly they lived or, like, what kind of... housing, what kind, like, what the housing situation looked like on the outside.
Yeah.
But, like, if they hid her for that long, they obviously had to keep her inside.
Yeah.
So, like, she probably didn't go, so she obviously didn't get the schooling, so she was probably, like, she may not have ever been to school. So she probably only knew, like, what her parents taught her.
Yeah.
And therefore, if they're not teaching her, like, speech and all that stuff, like,
she can't tell anyone she's there.
Yeah, she may not even know how to.
Mm.
So, like, that's crazy to think about.
Yeah, I didn't even think about that.
Yeah. And, like, when I was looking at the pictures, like, all I could think about was, like, this is so terrible. Like, trying to find, like, eyes in, like, this in the blanket. Yeah. And I was just, like, that was so creepy. Like, I would have freaked out. Like, I can picture it in my head. It literally makes me want to cry. Like, if you open it up and you're, like, looking and you, like, just see, like, maybe blankets and then it, like, moves. Or, like, then you all of a sudden see, like, eyes staring at you. Or, like,
I would have.
Or, like, a frozen person just staring at you. Like, I would pee my pants.
I would probably have a heart attack.
I literally have, like, chills thinking about it. Like.
Bro. This is crazy. I don't understand how people do it.
No.
Like, I try to, like, get in the minds of them, but, like, you can't.
I think that's the fascination, though, with true crime, is, like, trying to get in the minds of, like, how someone can do this, because, like, you can't fully comprehend, yeah. like, how someone can really do that. Like, how, like, the first case, like, how can someone really, on a random Thursday... supposed to be taking someone else's child to the bus stop. He was entrusted with this child's safety and then harms her.
I don't know, but it
makes and it me... seemed very planned out.
Yeah.
Obviously, it was planned out.
I was thinking about it. Had to have been thinking about it for days.
Right.
But it makes me really scared to have kids in this world.
Absolutely.
But, I mean, I know I'm going to, like...
Yeah.
But... I don't know.
It just, like, sucks.
It's not... Like I said, it's not the world we used to live in. Like,
no, like, I mean, kids can't go play outside.
They can't
like
ride
they
their bikes down the
block. No, they'll like, get shot or kidnapped or...
Yeah.
I mean, I don't even know if,
there's
like...
There's a whole sort of things that would happen to
I don't even know.
I mean, given... You can't live your life in fear.
No, but, like, also you have to protect your children.
Right. I don't know. My mom says that having kids makes you, like, worry a lot.
Yeah.
More than you did when you didn't have kids. Like,
yeah.
You worry about every little outcome of what's happening. Like...
Right.
If you send your kids outside to play, you... play back the outcomes, all the outcomes that would happen.
Yeah. Which, like, sucks to live that way.
Yeah. I always wondered, like, why my mom always worried so much when we were kids.
Yeah.
But I get it now a little
right.
bit.
Yeah.
Because, like, back then, it wasn't the world that she grew up in.
Right.
Now, it's not the world that we grew up in.
Right. Again,
so,
it
like,
just gets worse
and worse.
It just keeps
getting worse.
Yeah.
So, like, I get it. And I don't even have kids yet, but, like,
yeah.
I'm scared. I'm even scared, and they're not my kids, but I...
No, I know. I know exactly.
Like my kids.
I know what you're talking about, because, like, I'm that way with, like, my
yeah.
godson. Like, every time he, like, steps, I'm like...
yeah.
Like...
And, like, she'll, like, run around Walmart, and I'm like, bro, you can't run. Like, you can't
yeah.
go anywhere.
Yeah.
And I want her to, like, have her freedom, but, like, when we all go out and do stuff.
Right.
But at the same time, I'm scared she'll go too far.
Yeah. And but isn't it, like, so sad that, like, there's that many, like, predators in the world?
Yes. Like, how did this happen?
Right. How are we even, and what's, I want to know the actual statistics versus, like, the U.S. versus, like, other countries.
Yeah.
And what their, like, the predators are. Like, because I know crime rates aren't as bad in certain countries.
Yeah.
And I want to know what they're doing differently.
I'm about to look it up.
It's also, I think it also blows my mind that you hear so many of these cases. And like the Audrey case, you know, he had a lengthy criminal history. He should have already been put away. There's no reason he should have even been allowed around her or even out roaming freely able to do that.
Yeah. If they would have got him a long time ago,
yeah,
when he did that to that other kid,
yeah,
he would not have been there.
And I don't understand why they're so lenient on, like, it takes someone's child getting killed for them to actually, like, throw the book at somebody.
Yeah.
Why don't we throw the book at somebody
the first time they do
it? Or even before then. Like, they watch people. That's my thing. That sounded kind of crazy to say. But like, they do. They have people that they watch that are sexual predators. And they kind of... And it's because they have to wait for them to get to a certain level to be able to have enough proof to actually even do anything. Because,
yeah.
Or else, you know, if they just catch them the very first few little clicks, it's not worth it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like they have to wait for them
they
to do
like
something
build
bad.
Build enough
they have to build a case. They have to wait for enough proof. And it's so sad
yeah.
that, like, kids have to be affected by this before anything's done. Why are we not protecting our kids before it gets to that point? Why are we not protecting our kids before they're killed? Like, that's not okay.
I don't want to be political on this at all and whatsoever. But it's not about the kids. It's about saving, like, it's about, they don't care about the kids
mm-hmm.
anymore.
Right.
They only care about, like, the women having the kids. Like.
Yeah.
You know, it's like a big thing right now.
Now that's a topic.
That is a topic.
That's a loaded topic.
But they don't care, like, recently they don't care about the kids anymore.
Yeah.
Because I'm not going to go into it.
That's a load. Yeah, that's like.
That's not.
We could have. You know what? I feel like that should be true crime because what the fuck?
No, honestly. This thing says. This is the it's not a lot, but it's the comparison between sexual crimes in U.S. and the U.K. and how they are legislated.
Okay.
This is all it shows me right here without going into the article. It says the perp relationship in the U.S., strangers are 16.7% and known offender of the victim are 89.7%. In England, strangers are 8% and known offenders is 92%.
So we just have random sickos. We have more random sickos. We have more randos here.
And they have more
known.
No, yeah. So you're more That's likely weird. In the US to get snatched up by someone you don't know yeah. than you are in England. But in England, you're more likely to be snatched up in your own home.
By someone you know.
By someone you do
because
know.
Because you can't trust anyone.
I want to get a tattoo that says, trust no bitch. I saw it in Orange is the New Black.
I mean, honestly. Accurate.
Not wrong.
No.
I've heard worse things.
Yeah, you can't trust anybody nowadays.
But.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I know. It's like a lot to take in, too. Like, three cases.
And they were all kids.
Yeah.
Except for.
She's still a kid. I mean.
You know, not like a babe, not like a 11-year-old.
A young adult.
But yeah.
I mean, I think she was like 19 or 20.
She still had her whole life against her.
Yeah.
I mean. You know.
Yeah. Ahead of her.
Ahead. That's what I meant to say. Okay. But my words aren't wording right now, okay? Yeah,
understandable. But I basically, for this episode, like, I was like, let's just go down, like, the TikTok rabbit hole. How much information can I really get off TikTok?
Listen to me right now. We could make 2 episodes from TikTok rabbit holes.
Yeah.
If we really got into it like that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, because also you gotta think, the news channels do have, like, they post TikToks.
They do.
So, like, it's, like, news clippings, too.
But TikTok, this is, like, a controversial topic.
Yeah.
But TikTok is the news outlet for younger generation.
It is.
Because it is. That's where, like, people younger than us, they don't watch the news.
No.
They don't.
Well, like.
Like, they watch, they're on their phones, they're yeah. on TikTok, they're on I Instagram, have, that's well, where they get their news from.
Right, I have, like, a news app, and, like, I do, like, yeah. I look at news updates and stuff, but, I mean, like, at my house, like, I don't even have cable.
Right.
So, it's not like I'm watching the news, like, I have streaming services.
Right, and that's how it is nowadays. Yeah. We don't just sit here and watch the news. Like, my mom, she'll watch the news every morning, every right. night.
Yeah.
But we have
I'll
it
call
on
my
our
grandma
phone.
And get the news.
Yeah. We have it, like, in our hand. Like,
yeah.
And it's not just news from here.
Yeah.
It's news from around the world.
Yeah.
So, in my opinion, if you do your research,
yeah.
like, how I'll watch something and I'll be like, ooh, is this true? Like,
yeah.
what is this? I'll research it.
Yeah.
Like, that's my biggest thing is, like, if I'm going to argue something, like, about
you
want to
know about
I
it.
I want to know everything.
You are
it
good about that.
Is. Yes.
I am that way to an extent. Like, I'm not going to sit here and argue with someone unless I know what the heck I'm talking yeah. about. You very much, like, you've always been like, if you're going to argue, you know what you're talking about. You're not going to look stupid.
I have to, because nobody is going to make me look dumb, yeah. except for myself. But I have to know what I'm talking about, because it just gives me, like, I feel like it's like a euphoric feeling.
No, I know what you
to,
mean.
To, like, know what I'm actually talking about.
Yeah.
And, like, to
well,
know.
Well, and some
stuff.
People, too, when they argue, when they're trying to argue with you, too, like, yeah. they think they are so right.
But I'm hitting them with statistics.
Right.
I'm hitting them
and
with.
And then they think you're dumb, and then you come at them with something, and then it's like, they're like, oh, shit.
That's my favorite thing, is, like, when someone think, like, when someone's trying to call me out.
Yeah.
And then they're like, oh, well, what do you know? You don't know, like. Whatever.
And, it's like,
and I'm
actually.
Like, actually, here's a statistic. Here's the link it came from.
Yeah.
I
love that, though.
Yeah, but what were we saying?
Just like, I got most of my info from TikTok.
Oh, yeah. But it's, TikTok really is, like, where you want to have.
Yeah, and there's a lot of, like, there's also podcasters on TikTok. Yeah. Like, Y'all, I haven't gotten that far yet because we'll be there that's one day. A lot of time.
Killer vacations will be there one day.
We'll be on TikTok one day, guys. But yeah, there's podcasters on there. There's other people who strictly just do cases on TikTok. Also, shout out to, it's like, I don't remember. I think she changed her name to, like, London's Notebook.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all, if you want to know about the Idaho case, she updates it. I mean, she takes, like, literally when her name is accurate, London's Notebook. Like, she takes notes on these cases. But it was mainly based around the Idaho case.
Yeah.
And that is who I go to for all of my Idaho updates.
Good.
For that, the Idaho 4 case.
I'm going to look at it. When I get to Virginia tomorrow, probably.
Yeah. Like, I love her. She's so cute, too. But, like, there's a lot of cool people on TikTok that, you know, do these updates, like, constantly. And, like, you know, then there's the news outlets. And then also, like, there's the fun side of TikTok where you also get, like, the theories and, like, stuff like that, which sometimes can be damaging.
We do clown ourselves on TikTok.
Yeah, definitely.
We clown ourselves with Taylor Swift. We clown ourselves with conspiracy theories. It's just a clown show sometimes.
It is.
But there's also the side of TikTok that's actual facts, you know? Like, I don't know. I do get my news from TikToks. But you have to know which, like, what's satire and what's not.
Yeah.
That's why I research.
Right.
So I know, like, if I'm going to bring up something, I'm going to know what I'm talking about.
Well, that's, like, the Lauren case today, I had actually looked into it some. But I didn't want to use that information because I was like, okay, I kind of do want to do this case. And now that you've said, like, definitely, I'm like, okay, I'll put it on the list. So, I probably will do, like, a whole case on that, but, maybe, you know, doing one of these every once in a while, just of, like, missing persons. This started as, like, people who were not supposed, like, people who haven't been found.
Yeah.
And then it just, like, didn't go that way. Thanks, Debbie. So, but, still.
Yeah. I like it, though.
Yeah.
I need to know more. Like,
right. I leave you hanging for you to come back for more.
Yeah, and I will. I'll be back for more.
Okay.
I think this is fun.
Yeah.
Like, and especially to get, like, new cases out into the world. Like, try to get more out into the world about the case.
Yeah.
I think is good and more recent.
Yeah.
Stuff about the case.
I kind of didn't want to do cases that blow up and everyone does because it's everywhere already. Yeah. But it's also hard not to talk about a case that's happening in real time.
Yes, everyone's going
to
be talking about
it. And, you know, everyone around me is talking about it. How can I not bring it to my podcast, you know? So.
And it's just another way to help find them.
Yeah.
So and, like, I think it's smart.
Obviously, when I started this, it wasn't, you know, she hadn't been found. But, I mean, I'm happy she's been found to where, you know, like, she can be laid to rest and with her family. But, I mean, obviously it's sad how she was found and that she, you know, wasn't found the way we had all hoped and prayed for her to be found. But, you know, at the end of the day, some people don't even get that closure, so.
Yeah.
But, all right, I think that ties up this loaded episode today.
It really was.
It was very loaded.
I think that I got over, like, the first case jitters last week.
Uh-huh.
And I'm, like, going in this time.
Yeah.
I definitely talked a lot more this time than I did last week.
You were so quiet and shy at the beginning of last week. I was like, I know your big mouth opened up.
Well, it's open now, boys. Yeah. So.
But follow us on our social media at Killer Vacations Podcast. You can send us an email at killervacationspodcast@yahoo.com. And you can like us and give us some stars. And maybe leave a nice review. Just a nice one.
A nice one will be good.
Yeah. Or a nice one.
Or a nice one.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
Yeah. Huh? But we'll catch you next week. Toodles.